All right, Barry, it's showtime.
Showtime!
It's showtime!
Let's bring it in. It's showtime, right?
It's showtime.
It's showtime! Showtime!
It's a special year-end showtime. Let's get the show started. Last weekend at the box office, Eternals brought in $3.1 million. House of Gucci, $4.1 million. Ghostbusters Afterlife, $7.1 million. Disney's Encanto, $10 million. And Steven Spielberg's West Side Story hit a flat note with a lackluster $10.6 million. Here are a few movies hitting theaters over the next couple of weeks. Today, the much-anticipated Spider-Man No Way Home opens. With Spider-Man's identity now revealed, Peter asks Doctor Strange for help. When a spell goes wrong, dangerous foes from other worlds start to appear, forcing Peter to discover what it truly means to be Spider-Man. Spider-Man No Way Home is rated PG-13. Opening next Wednesday, The Kingsman. In the early years of the 20th century, the Kingsman Agency is formed to stand against a cabal plotting war to wipe out millions. The Kingsman is rated R. Sing 2 also opens next Wednesday. Buster Moon and his friends must persuade reluctant rock star Clay Calloway to join them for the opening of a new show. Sing 2 is rated PG. And The Matrix Resurrections. Return to the world of two realities, one, everyday life, the other, what lies behind it. Find out if his reality is a construct. To truly know himself, Mr. Anderson will have to choose to follow the White Rabbit once more. And here's a look back at the biggest blockbusters of 2021.
Ghostbusters,
we're ready to believe you.
The sudden return of the population provided the necessary energy for the emergence to begin.
How long do we have?
We should be out there snacking on bad guys.
Any thug can kill. I have to know I can trust you.
Well, I understand 00s have a very short life expectancy.
Ghostbusters Afterlife brought in $112 million. Jungle Cruise, $116 million. Free Guy, $121 million. A Quiet Place Part 2, $160 million. No Time to Die, $160.5 million. Eternals, $161.5 million. F9, The Fast Saga, $173 million. Black Widow, $183.6 million. Venom, Let There Be Carnage, $212 million. And finally, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings currently holds the number one spot for 2021 with $224 million. If you haven't caught the top 10 movies of 2021, what are you waiting for? Grab some popcorn, pull up a seat, and enjoy the show. Happy holidays!